you turn with me once more to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, si pueden ir conmigo una vez más al libro de Isaías 55. Isaiah 55, and we will read 1 through 4. Isaías 55, leeremos 1 a 4. Isaiah 55, 1 through 4. Isaías 55, 1 a 4. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is not satisfied? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good. Delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear to come to me. Hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast love, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. A todos los sedientos, venid a las aguas. Y los que no tienen dinero, venid, comprad y comen. Venid, comprad, sin dinero y sin precio, vino y leche. Porque gastáis el dinero en lo que no es pan, y vuestro trabajo en lo que no sacía. Oídme atentamente y comed del bien, y se deleitará vuestra alma con grosura. Inclinad vuestro oído y venid a mí, oíd y vivirá vuestra alma, y haré con vosotros pacto eterno, las misericordias firmes de a David. He aquí que yo lo di por testigo a los pueblos, por jefe y por maestro a las naciones. Let's pray, oramos. Father, once again, as we come to the text, and we contemplate once more the great gift, the gift of gifts, draw our attention to Christ. Let us see Him in all His glory. Humble servant, suffering, and crowned King, exalted in the heavens. Receive all the glory and the honor from your people this evening. God, bring those who don't know you to yourself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated, put into my asiento. This morning we began to contemplate the gift of gifts. Esta mañana empezamos a contemplar el don de dones. We began to contemplate Christ, the beauty of God giving Him. Contemplamos Cristo, la hermosidad de Dios dándolo. And I asked the question this morning, has this gift stirred the affections in your heart? Este don ha movido las afecciones de tu corazón. How do you know? ¿Cómo sabes? I think the book of Ephesians gives great clarity to this. Creo que el libro de Efesios da gran claridad de esto. It says in chapter 1, dice en capítulo 1, that He has predestined us, que nos ha predestinado. For what? ¿Para qué? That we would be adoption as children. Que seamos adoptados como hijos. In Christ, in Cristo. That means the gift given to us, regalo dado a nosotros, Christ's blood applied to us, sangre de Cristo aplicado a nosotros. But in Ephesians chapter 1, it gives us an end. In Ephesians chapter 1, it's da un fin. To the praise of His glorious grace. A la alabanza de su glorioso gracia. So we ask the question, why would God give His Son? Hacemos la pregunta, ¿por qué Dios dará a su Hijo? And it's interesting, it's interesante. In another place in Romans 9, en otro lugar, en Romanos 9, we see the same truth. Vemos la misma verdad. There is a potter, and he makes pots. Hay un moldadero, quien hace vasos. He has the power to make of the pot whichever he wishes. Tiene el derecho a hacer de un vaso lo que él quiere. One for honored use and one for dishonor. Uno por honra y uno por deshonra. The text in Romans 9 says this. The text in Romanos 9 dice así. What if God, desiring to show His wrath, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? Que hay si Dios, para mostrar su ira, ha aguantado con paciencia vasos de deshonra. Preparado, vasos de ira, preparado por deshonra. So God created some and them prepared as vessels of wrath. Dios creó unos, ellos prepararon por vasos de deshonra. But then it says this, pero después dice esto. And what if God designed to show his mercy? ¿Qué si Dios quiere mostrar su misericordia? Has revealed himself to vessels of mercy prepared for glory. Ha revelado su mismo para vasos de misericordia para mostrar su gloria. So we see a direct connection. Vemos una conexión directo of God giving of Christ, Dios dando Cristo, for an end, for un propósito. He doesn't just give to be the giver. No solo da para ser el quien da. In Timothy, it says this, in Timoteo, dice esto. Even when we're faithless, he remains faithful. Aun cuando somos infieles, él queda fiel. Right? We like that. Gustamos eso. We like to quote that part. Nos gustamos a citar esta parte. I'm not faithful and he remains faithful. Yo no soy fiel y él queda fiel. And we normally say that when we fail. Y normalmente citamos ese versículo cuando fracasamos. But one thing I very rarely hear is the end of the verse quoted. Una cosa que muy raramente escucho es el final de este versículo citado. Many people say, when I'm unfaithful, he remains faithful. Muchos dicen, cuando yo soy infiel, él queda fiel. But they don't quote the rest of the verse, pero no citan el resto del versículo. For he cannot deny himself. Porque no puede negar a sí mismo. Why the faithfulness of God? ¿Por qué la fidelidad de Dios? Why did God give Christ? ¿Por qué Dios dio Cristo? He can't deny himself. No puede negar a sí mismo. He has set his affection on Christ. He puesto su afección sobre Cristo. He has set his affection on Christ's glory. He puesto su afección sobre la gloria de Cristo. And so we see the effect of the gift. Entonces vemos el efecto del regalo. When we looked at one of the last points this morning, it was the last point. Cuando miramos el último punto esta mañana, the unchangeableness of this gift, the inmutabilidad de este regalo. If we're Christ, we're Christ. We're in his hand and he doesn't let go. Somos en su mano y no suelta. He, the sheep, hear his voice. Los ovejas oyen su voz. He says, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. He said, los doy vida eterna y nunca perecerán jamás. Because he gave his life. Porque él dio su vida. And the end, el fin, is that he would receive all the glory and the honor. Que él reciba toda la gloria y todo el honor. This morning we saw in this gift, esta mañana vimos en este regalo, the great steps that God took to bring about this gift. The gran pasos que Dios tomó para traer este regalo. We saw why this gift is admirable. Vemos por qué este don es admirable. But I want you to see this evening, quiero que veas esta tarde. When we look at the gift of Christ, cuando miramos el don de Cristo, when we look at here, it says, behold, I have given him. Cuando miramos aquí, dice, he aquí, lo di. The Father has made an exchange. El Padre ha hecho un cambio. He's made, we call it the glorious exchange. Lo que nosotros llamamos el glorioso intercambio. Christ's blood in the church. La sangre de Cristo y la iglesia. Well, I want us, as we contemplate that gift, quiero que nosotros contemplando este regalo, that we would see a few things. Que veremos unas cosas. First, primero. As we see the Father, the giver of this gift, mientras vemos el Padre dando este regalo, we see the gift given, vemos el dado, regalo dado. First, I want you to see our need. Primero quiero que veas nuestra necesidad. Think about how great our need was. Piensa qué tan grande era nuestra don, or nuestra necesidad. In Ephesians that we cited earlier, in Ephesians que citamos antes, it says, we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless. Fuimos predestinados en Cristo a ser santo y sin mancha. This implies that we're born in original sin. Esto implica que somos nacidos en pecado original. Before we were predestined in Christ. Antes que éramos, fuimos predestinados en Cristo. The counsel of God, choosing a people for Himself. El concilio de Dios, escogiendo un pueblo por sí mismo. On the basis of, we're wicked sinners. La base que somos malvados pecadores. And the basis of our great need, la base de nuestra gran necesidad. The reason we had to be chosen is because of our need. La razón que necesitamos ser escogido era por nuestra necesidad. So we see our great need. Vemos nuestra gran necesidad. We see the urgency of our need. Vemos la urgencia de nuestra necesidad. From eternity, Christ was set apart for it. Desde eternidad, Cristo fue apartado por ello. That God would give His own Son. Que Dios da su propio Hijo. Our need was so great, nothing else would suffice. Nuestra necesidad tan grande que nada más satisfecha. So we need to see the urgency. Debemos ver la urgencia. You must repent. Debes arrepentirte. If our need had not been so great, si nuestra necesidad no será tan grande, beyond the power of man, más allá que el poder de hombre, beyond the power of angels, más allá que el poder de los ángeles, this is the problem with the Mormons and Jehovah Witnesses. This is a problema con los mormones y testigos de Jehová. They like to celebrate Christ. Ellos les gusta celebrar a Cristo, but they celebrate Him as not deity. Pero lo celebran como no deidad. And that's a problem. It's a problema. There's no salvation. No hay salvación. We read in the call to worship this evening. Leemos en el llamamiento de adoración. There's a Son given to us. Un Hijo dado a nosotros. And His name is Emmanuel. Y su nombre es Emmanuel. God with us. Dios con nosotros. Two things necessary. Dos cosas necesarias. First, that He's man, or God. Primero, que es Dios. And second, that He's man. Y segundo, que es hombre. The two natures in one. Los dos naturalezas en uno. Why? ¿Por qué? To save us in the nature in which we are. A salvarnos en la naturaleza que estamos. And His nature, divine nature, en su naturaleza divina. To satisfy the wrath of God. Es satisfacer la ira de Dios. When the Jehovah Witnesses come and knock on my door, they don't really knock on doors anymore. Cuando los testigos de Jehová vienen a tocar la puerta, ya no tocan puertas, ya. It's easier now. Es más fácil ahora. In front of a business, in front of un negocio, they have their books all right there. You can just go and talk to them. Y tienes sus libros ahí, puedes ir a hablar con ellos. And I love to bring this point up. Me encanta sacar este punto. You know why it's important that Jesus is God? ¿Sabes por qué es importante que Jesús es Dios? Why? And I say, I want you to think about something. Digo, quiero que pienses algo. Here's the wrath of Almighty God and the fullness of it. Aquí es la ira de Dios Todopoderoso y la plenitud de ella. Who can detain it? ¿Quién puede detenerlo? Who can satisfy it? ¿Quién puede satisfacerlo? And they know the answer. ¿Saben la respuesta? That answer is written on the heart of men. Esa respuesta está escrita en el corazón de hombre. God alone. Solo Dios. He's the only sovereign. Él es el único soberano. And so we see it took God giving His own Son. Vemos, requería que Dios dio su propio Hijo. Because it was out of our power. Era fuera de nuestro poder. We couldn't do it. Nosotros no podemos hacerlo. The angels couldn't do it. Los ángeles no pueden hacerlo. If it had not been for our great need, Jesus would not have come flesh. Si no era por nuestra gran necesidad, Jesús no se hizo carne. When we contemplate this gift, contemplando este regalo, it shows the depth of our own misery. Muestra la profundidad de nuestra propia miseria. There is no peace outside of Jesus. No hay paz afuera de Cristo. Only God alone can deliver us from the pit. Solo Dios puede salvarnos del hoyo. We could not pull ourselves up. No podemos sacar nuestro mismo. I want you to see this. Quiero que veas esto. The divine excellence, el excelencia divino, and the infinite value of the gift, y el valor infinito del regalo, show, muestra, the infinite value of the gift, muestra el valor infinito del regalo, and our need y nuestra necesidad. When we see it required the blood of Christ, cuando vemos que requería la sangre de Cristo. Segundo, not only do we see our need, no solamente vemos nuestra necesidad, but we see infinite love. Pero vemos el amor infinito. What could motivate God? ¿Qué motivará a Dios to save wretched sinners like us? A salvar malvados pecadores con nosotros. What would motivate God to say, I'm going to climb into this mess with them and save them? ¿Qué motivará a Dios a decir, yo voy a meter con ellos y los salvo? Only love, solo amor. Eternal love. Un amor eterno. A boundless love. Un amor sin barreras. It's the only thing that could have provoked the Father to give the Son. Es la única cosa que puedo provocar al Padre a dar su Hijo. That He would die. Que muere. That He'd leave glory. Que Él deje gloria. And that He would die for sinners like you and I. Que muere por pecadores como tú y yo. No greater love has anyone than this, and he that would lay down his life for his friends. No amor, mayor amor hay que ese, que él entregue su vida por sus amigos. But God shows us his love in this. Pero Dios muestra su amor en esto, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Que mientras somos pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros. Do you see the infinite love and mercy of God? Vemos el amor infinito de Dios? I want you to see something. Quiero que veas algo. Ephesians 1, we quoted at the beginning. En Efesios 1, citamos en principio. It says, we were predestined before the foundations of the world in love. Dice que fuimos predestinados en amor antes de la fundación del mundo. But it doesn't stop there. Pero no para ahí. We are predestined in Him. Fuimos predestinados en Él. It wasn't an abstract love. No era un amor abstracto. It was an intentional love. Era un amor intencional. A love that only could come through Christ. Un amor que solo puede venir a través de Cristo. That's why John, 1 John says this. Por eso, 1 Juan dice esto. The one whose love has been born of God. El quien ama ha sido nacido de Dios. Because outside of God, there is no love. Porque afuera de Dios no hay amor. And so we see the greatest love in Christ. Vemos el mayor amor en Cristo. And third, tercera. I want you to see the design. Quiero que veas el diseño. The glorious design of God saving sinners. The diseño glorioso de Dios salvando pecadores. We see it in the fall of Adam and Eve. Vemos en la caída con Adán y Eva. Adam, where are you? Adán, ¿dónde estás? I'm scared. Tengo temor. The whole sermon on fear. Todo un sermón sobre temor. And its connection to sin. Su conexión con pecado. Have you eaten? ¿Has comido? The woman you gave me. Amen. La mujer que me diste. Amen. Amen. But then he preaches something to them. Después predica algo a ellos. There's one that's going to come that's going to step on his head. Hay uno que va a venir que va a aplastar su cabeza. And it's there we see this beautiful design. Es ahí que vemos este hermoso diseño. It's there where we ask the question. Es ahí que preguntamos la pregunta that we dealt with in Sunday school. Que luchamos en la escuela dominical. Why evil? ¿Por qué maldad? Why did God let Adam and Eve fall? ¿Por qué Dios dejó que Adán y Eva cayó? So he could show Christ. Para que pueda mostrar Cristo. And receive all the glory and the honor for all eternity. Y recibir toda la honra y gloria por toda la eternidad. It's the mystery of mysteries. It's a mystery of mysteries. Here's the problem. Aquí es el problema. In Proverbs it says this. In Proverbs it says this. Whoever justifies the wicked is an abomination.
quien justifica malvados una abominación. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:19 says this, 2 Corinthians 5:19, he was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. Estaba reconciliando el mundo con sí mismo, no contando sus transgresiones. He's justifying the wicked. Está justificando los malvados. How? ¿Cómo? How is the church not an abomination? ¿Cómo que la iglesia no es una abominación? The answer in verse 21 in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, the respuesta es 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him an uno sin, to be sin. El que no conoció pecado, hizo pecado por nosotros. That in him we might become the righteousness of God. Que en él seamos la justicia de Dios. So, you have this mystery. Tienes este misterio. We're lawbreakers. Somos los rompedores de la ley. And yet, we're saved. Y somos salvados. How? ¿Cómo? But not only saved. No solamente salvados. We're not only saved from the wrath of God. No solamente salvados de la ira de Dios. The righteousness of Christ imputed to us. La justicia de Cristo imputado a nosotros. And now when God looks at us, ahora cuando Dios nos mira a nosotros, He says, look at my righteousness. He says, mira mi justicia. That's a mystery. Es un misterio. It's the reason why Paul says, I desire to know nothing among you but that. It's the reason que Pablo dice, no quiero saber nada entre ustedes, solo esta. An eternity of eternities is not enough. Una eternidad de eternidades no es suficiente. Listen to Hebrews 2:10. Escucha Hebreos 2:10. For it was fitting that He, for whom and by whom all things exist, and bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. Porque convenía a aquel por cuyo causa son todas las cosas y por quienes todas las cosas subsisten, que habiendo de llevar muchos hijos a gloria, perfeccionarse por aflicciones, el autor de su salvación. We preached that a couple of years ago. Predicamos esto hace un par de años. But we see the great design of the gospel. Vemos el gran diseño del Evangelio. One of my favorite aspects to think about when we think about the design of the gospel, uno de los aspectos preferibles míos a pensar cuando hablamos de Evangelio. It's not from the wisdom of the world. No es la sabiduría del mundo. Paul says it's the foolishness of preaching. Pablo dice que es la necesidad de la locura de predicación. Think about this. Piénsalo. Here's this wicked sinner killing Christians. Aquí está un malvado pecador matando cristianos. And Paul calls himself, y Pablo lo llama, the worst of sinners, el peor de los pecadores. But he says this, pero dice esto. But I received mercy for this reason. Pero yo recibí misericordia por esta razón, that in me, as the foremost, he might show his perfect patience to those who are to believe on him for eternal life. Que muestre su clemencia perfecta a los que habrán de creer en él para vida eterna. So Paul says, I was the worst. Paul dice, yo era peor. But I received mercy, pero recibí misericordia. That he might use me and show his perfect patience to the ones who are to believe. Que pueda usarme a mostrar su clemencia perfecto a los que abren de creer. Do you see the mystery of mysteries? ¿Ves el misterio de misterios? Heard a sermon one time, Romans 1:1. Escuché un sermón una vez, Romanos 1:1. I, Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, set apart for the gospel. Yo, Pablo, apóstol de Jesucristo, apartado por el Evangelio. The man said this, el hombre dijo así. God should have snuffed Paul out. Dios debía matar Pablo. He was on the road to Damascus. Cuando estaba en el camino a Damasco, he was killing Christians. Estaba matando cristianos. He was against the church. Estaba contra la iglesia. And God should have snuffed him out. Dios debía matarlo. But he didn't. Pero no lo hizo. He saved him and he set him apart for the gospel. Lo salvó y lo apartó por el Evangelio. Think about this, piénsalo. Jesus comes onto the scene. He's born and comes into the world. Nació Jesús y vino al mundo. And no one believed he's the Messiah. Y nadie cree que era Mesías.
They all rejected him, rechazaron. It says he came to his own did not receive him. Dice que él vino a suyos y suyos no lo recibieron. Why? ¿Por qué? Because of the mystery. Por el misterio. He's not what we thought he should be. No es lo que pensamos que debía ser. He didn't come after Aaron, as we've seen in Hebrews. No vino atrás de Aarón, como vemos en Hebreos. He was a priest of the order of Melchizedek. Era un sacerdote en la orden de Melchizedek. So we see here, vemos aquí, he's given as the gift. Está dado como el don, el regalo. And we see the great mystery. Y vemos el gran misterio. Let me conclude with a few truths. Déjame terminar con unas verdades. As we admire the gift of gifts, mientras admiramos el don de dones, says in our text, dice en nuestro texto, I have given him, yo lo di. First, you see that Christ is a leading gift. Primero, vemos que Cristo es un don que trae otros dones. Un regalo que lleva otros regalos. Whenever Christ comes, he brings a train of gifts. Cuando Cristo vino, viene un tren de regalos. Says in Psalm 103, dice en Salmo 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me, bless His holy name. Bendito alma mía, Jehová, y mi alma exalta Jehová. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not any of His benefits. Bendito alma mía, y no olvides ninguna de sus beneficios. Christ makes us His own. Cuando Cristo nos hace suyo. Blessings of the eternal covenant are ours. Los bendiciones del pacto eterno son nuestros. When we receive Him as the gift given, cuando recibimos a Él como el don dado, el regalo dado, we have complete and everlasting righteousness. Tenemos un justicia completo y para siempre. Counted as righteous. Contado como justicia. When Abraham believed, when Abraham creyó, he lacked nothing else. No faltaba ninguna cosa más. He was then made the righteousness of God. Él fue hecho la justicia de Dios. Think about this. Piensa así. When we receive Him as a gift, cuando recibimos Él como regalo, we have reconciliation and peace with God. Tenemos reconciliación y paz con Dios. Think about it. Piénsalo. He's our enemy. Before, es nuestro enemigo. It says in Ephesians that we were without God in the world and without hope. Estamos en el mundo sin Dios y sin esperanza. Now we have peace and hope. Ahora tenemos paz y esperanza. Think about this. Piénsalo. The forgiveness of your sins. El perdón de pecados. You receive Him as the gift. Receive as el como el don. All of your sins are forgiven. Todos tus pecados olvidado. Perdonados. He doesn't count them. No los cuenta. But not only that. No solo esto. Peter says this. Pedro says an inheritance. Una herencia. Imperishable, undefiled, unfading, and kept for you in heaven. Incorruptible, incontaminado, in marasible, reservado en los cielos para vosotros. Kept. Cuidado. Think about it. Piénsalo. It doesn't always go our way here on the earth. No siempre va a nuestra como queremos aquí en la tierra. But the text tells us we have an inheritance in Christ. Pero el texto nos dice, tenemos una herencia en Cristo. We have a witness. Tenemos un testigo. We have a leader. Tenemos un jefe. And we have a commander. Tenemos un Maestro, that has sealed us, que nos ha sellado, and He's keeping our inheritance eternally with Him. Está guardando nuestra herencia eternamente con Él. It's a gift that comes with many other gifts. Es un don que viene con muchos dones. It says when He came here to the earth, dice cuando Él vino a la tierra, He gave gifts to men. Dio dones a los hombres. Speaking of the church. Hablando de la iglesia. We can look around at one another. Podemos mirar uno a otro. Now, there might be some here this evening that are super reformed. Tal vez hay unos aquí esta tarde que son sumamente reformados. And they say, why do you give a gift exchange? Y dice, ¿por qué haces un intercambio de regalos? I don't really know. No sé. But let me give you one reason. Dame darte una razón. Just to remind one another, we're a gift to one another. Solo recordar uno a otro que somos un don uno a otro. To encourage one another. Animar uno a otro. We've been set apart, brought together. Somos apartados, juntados. Placed together to walk together. Puesto juntos para andar juntos. For what? ¿Para qué? That we would encourage one another to continue. Que animamos uno a otro a continuar. Segundo. Not only is he a leading gift, no solamente es un don, un regalo que nos lleva a otro. He's a satisfying gift. Es un regalo que satisface. Not just satisfies a physical desire. No solamente satisface un deseo físico. Satisfies the desire of the soul. Satisface el deseo del alma. Only in Christ can a soul have rest and contentment. Solo en Cristo un alma puede ser contento. I love the passage in Hebrews. Me encanta el pasaje de Hebreos. It says, keep yourself from the love of money. Guárdate del amor de dinero. Be content with what you have. Seas contento lo que tienes. Good advice. Buen consejo from Paul, de Pablo. But he gives a reason. Pero da un razón. Because he's the same. Today, tomorrow, and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. Es el mismo. Ayer, hoy, para siempre. So, the reason I'm to be content is because I've been given Him. La razón que yo debo ser contento es que Dios me dio Él. I've received the inheritance of Christ. He recibido la herencia de Cristo. And I can be content because He has given me the gift of gifts. Yo puedo ser contento porque me dio el don, el regalo de regalos. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you una pregunta. Why would we go and try to drink from the broken cisterns of this world? ¿Por qué vamos y tratamos a tomar de las cisternas rotas de este mundo? When the fountain of living water is the offer. Cuando la fuente de agua viva es la oferta. Jesus sitting with the woman at the well. Jesús sentado con la mujer en el pozo. Says, can you give me a drink? Puedes dar un agua, un agua de tomar. And she says, who are you to ask me? ¿Quién eres para preguntarme? And Jesus says, if you knew who I was and what I offered, si supieras quién soy yo y lo que yo ofrezco, you'd ask me for a drink. Me pides a mí un bebida. Agua de tomar. And I love her response. Me encanta su respuesta. She's just confused. Está confundida. And she says, the well's deep. Dice, el pozo es profundo. You don't even have a cup. Ni tienes un agua para tomar. And that's how the world should see the church. Eso es como el mundo debe ver la iglesia. You don't even have a cup. How do you have something to drink? Ni tienes una copa, ni tienes agua para tomar. And he says, tomorrow men are going to come back to this well and drink, and they'll have to come back. Mañana los hombres van a venir a este pozo y van a tomar y van a tener que regresar. But if a man drinks of me, pero si un hombre toma de mí, he'll never thirst again. Jamás tendrá sed. Beginning of our text, el principio de nuestro texto. Come, the one who thirsts. Ven, el que tiene sed. And drink. Tomas. What am I going to drink? ¿Qué voy a tomar? Christ. De Cristo, come to the table and drink. Vienes a la mesa y tomas. Don't try the broken cisterns of the world when the fountain of living water is set before us. No tomas de las cisternas rotas del mundo cuando la fuente de agua viva está enfrente de nosotros. Only Christ satisfies. Solo Cristo satisface. Número tres. This gift alone satisfies the wrath of God. Solo este don satisface la ira de Dios. We've said this many times. Hemos dicho esto muchas veces. This gift fits our greatest need. Este regalo junta completamente nuestra necesidad. He's the bread of heaven. Él es el pan de los cielos. You remember the table? Recuerdas la mesa? This is my body broken for you. Ese es mi cuerpo roto para ti. This is my blood poured out for you. Esa es mi sangre derramado por ti. This is the blood of the new covenant, the sangre en mi pacto. Do you not need Him? ¿No lo necesitas? Do you not sit here this evening in need of the gift? ¿No estás sentado esta tarde en necesidad del regalo? Do you not need Christ? ¿No necesitas Cristo? Do you think you're sufficient in and of yourself? ¿Crees que eres suficiente en ti mismo? Can you be happy or have peace without Him? ¿Puedes ser feliz o tener paz sin Él? There's no way. No hay forma. Every happiness and every peace outside of Christ, cualquier paz y cualquier felicidad fuera de Cristo, is the most unsure thing in your life. Es la cosa más insegura en tu vida. Just let me tell you, déjame decirte. Let's say that you really like to fish. Vamos a decir que a ti te gusta pescar. And one day somebody comes and gives you a brand new boat. Y alguien viene y te regala un nuevo lancha. And it's a perfect day of the weather. It's un día perfecto de clima. And you go to the lake, y vas al lago, and you're catching a fish every cast. Estás agarrando un pescado cada tiro. And then the weather changes. Y la clima gira. The waves start getting really big. Las olas se ponen duro. Your boat sinks. Tu lancha se hunda. You lose absolutely everything. Pierdes todo. That's every peace in this world. It's cada paz en este mundo. That's every happiness in this world. It's cada felicidad en este mundo. Same scenario. Mismo scenario. A Christian, someone gives him a boat. A Cristiano, alguien da un lancha. He's out fishing. Está pescando. Catching fish. Like Jesus said, throw it to the other side. Cachando pescado como Jesús dijo, tira a otro lado. And the net's too big. He can't even pull it in. The red is tan grande ni puede entrarlo. The weather changes. La clima cambia. The boat sinks. La lancha se inunda. Floating in the water. Flotando en la agua and the storms all around and the tormento está alrededor of the hill. But I got Christ. Tengo Cristo. That's a peace and happiness that never leaves. Es un paz y felicidad que no cambia. Because He doesn't change. Porque Él no cambia. Consider the offer in this gift. Considerar la oferta en este regalo. Look at verses 1 through 3. Mira versículo 1 a 3. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy, and eat. Dice, a todos los sedientos, venid a las aguas. Y a los que no tienen dinero, venid, comprad y comen. The offer is come. La oferta es ven. Listen to what Jesus says. Mira lo que dice Jesús. Anyone that comes to me, cualquier que viene a mí, I will, you'll know. And there in the Greek and the Griego, there's three negatives. Hay tres negativos. Not in any possible way will I never. Ninguna forma posible, nunca will I cast you out. Te echo afuera. Jesus says, Jesus dice, come to me, ven. I'll never throw you out. Nunca te tira afuera. The offer is that you come. La oferta es que vienes. You know what's at the heart of every man? ¿Sabes cuál es el corazón de todos los hombres? Seeking happiness. Y buscando felicidad. One man said it like this. Un hombre dijo así. It's the one who does something pleasureful. Es el quien hace algo para placer. His reason's happiness. Su razón es felicidad. Even of the one who hangs himself. Aún el quien se cuelga. Looking for happiness. Buscando felicidad. That's the situation of everybody here tonight. It's the situation de todos aquí hoy. You're looking for happiness, and the text says, estás buscando felicidad. The text says, come and drink and eat. Ven,
Thomas y Comas, you don't have any money to buy with. No tienes dinero para comprar. It doesn't matter, no importa. A gift has been given. Un regalo es dado. The payment's been paid. A pago es pagado. You just have to come and eat. Solo tienes que venir a comer. He asked the question in verse 2. Hace la pregunta en versículo 2. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Dice, versículo 2, ¿por qué gastáis el dinero en lo que no es pan, y vuestro trabajo en lo que no sacia? Once again, Jesus with the woman at the well. Una vez más, Jesús con mujer en el pozo. He sends the disciples to town. Manda los discípulos al pueblito. They bring food. Ellos traen comida. He's talking to the woman. Está hablando con mujer. And the disciples come back and like, why are you talking to this woman? Los discípulos regresan. ¿Por qué estás hablando con esta mujer? And they said, here, eat something. Aquí come algo. No, I'm good. I ate. Estoy bien, ya comí. Somebody bring you something to eat? ¿Alguien te trajo algo de comer? I have food that you know not of. Tengo comida que no sabes. Here's the problem. Aquí es el problema. These people are looking for their food from the world. Esta gente está buscando su comida del mundo. They're going here and here and here and here. Están yendo aquí, 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 aquí. I want to build my life so I can be happy. Quiero edificar mi vida para que pueda ser feliz. And you're running after food that's not food. Estás huyendo atrás de comida que no es comida. They come to Jesus. Hey, what sign are you going to do for us? ¿Qué señal vas a hacer a nosotros? Hey, give us something to eat. Darnos algo de comer. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. Come mi carne, toma mi sangre. Drink of me, you'll never thirst. Tomas de mí y nunca tienes sed. So why do you labor for that which doesn't satisfy? ¿Por qué trabajas por lo que no te satisface? He says, dice, listen diligently to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. Dice, segunda parte del versículo 10, oídme atentamente, come del bien y se deleitará vuestra alma con grosura. Jesus is the good food. Jesús es el buen pan. He alone satisfies. Él solamente satisface. It's the one that the Father put forward for you to eat. Es el que el Padre lo puso adelante para que comes. The offer is that you come and eat. La oferta es que tú vengas a comer. The book of Revelation, the end of the book, in the final del libro de Apocalipsis, we see the glorious King reigning. Vemos el Rey glorioso reinando. We see the great call of the gospel. Vemos el gran llamado del Evangelio. Verse 12 in chapter 22. Versículo 12 in capítulo 22. Behold, I'm coming quickly. He aquí vengo pronto. And there's going to be some that are outside and some that are inside. Van a ver unos afuera y unos adentro. There's going to be a gate that's shut. Va a ser una puerta cerrada. And the offer in that chapter, oferta de este capítulo, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let the one who hears, come. Let the one who's thirsty, come. And let the one who desires, take the water of life without price. He said, y el Espíritu de la Esposa dice, ven. Y el que oiga, diga, ven. Y el que tiene sed, venga. Y el que quiera, toma del agua de la vida gratuitamente. That's the offer. Esa es la oferta. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. The Spirit and the Lord say, ven. Here it is, the prophecy in Isaiah. Aquí está la profecía en Isaías. Come and buy, you who have no money, and drink. Ven, comes, los que no tienen dinero. Thomas. You're thirsty, come. Tienes sed, viene. The last call. El último llamado. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. El Espíritu de Novia dice, ven. Come and feast.
vengas y comes. At this moment, you're sitting in your seat. En este momento, estás sentado en tu silla. There's an offer. Hay una oferta. An offer to satisfy every desire of your heart. Una oferta de satisfacer todos los deseos de tu corazón. Not with a fading and unstable peace. No con un paz que disminuye y se va. An everlasting peace. Un paz para siempre. The offer is, come, drink and eat of Christ. La oferta es, ven, tomas y comas de Cristo. The question is, will you take it? La pregunta es, ¿vas a tomarlo? Maybe you've heard this offer before. Tal vez has escuchado esta oferta antes. And maybe you think, well, there's time. Tal vez piensas, oh, hay tiempo. There's time for me to consider it. Hay tiempo que considerarlo. But you need to know something. Debes saber algo. It's not an eternal offer. No es una oferta eterna. It's an eternal gospel. Es un evangelio eterno. It saves till eternity, for eternity. Salva para eternidad. It is not offered for eternity. No es ofrecido eternamente. There's going to come a day, va a venir un día, and that day soon, en este día cerca. Jesus said, I'm coming soon. Jesús dijo, vengo pronto. And this offer will be removed. Y esta oferta va a ser quitado. The door will be shut. La puerta va a ser cerrado. And you'll find yourself like the men in the days of Noah. Y vas a encontrarte como los hombres en el día de Noé. Noah's here and Jesus is preaching through Noah. Noah está aquí y Jesús predicando a través de Noé. Repent! Arrepiéntense! A day is coming! Un día de juicio viene! There's time, Noah. Hay tiempo, Noah. It starts to rain. Empieza de llover. And God shut the door to Noah's boat. Dios cerró la puerta de la barca de Noé. You can hear the men. Let us in. Escucha a estos hombres. Déjanos entrar. Noah, help us. Noah, ayúdanos. And God shut the door. Dios cerró la puerta. There's going to come a day. Listen this evening. Es va a haber un día. Escucha esta tarde. When the door will be shut to you. Donde el día va a ser, the puerta va a ser cerrado. And you'll be outside knocking and no one will let you in. Vas a estar afuera tocando la puerta y nadie te va a dejar entrar. The text says the dogs will be outside. The text dice los perros serán afuera. And lastly, and último, I want you to consider the consequence of the rejection of this gift. Quiero que consideres la consecuencia de rechazar este don. Hebrews 10 says this. Hebreos 10 dice esto. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who's trampled underfoot the Son of God, has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, and was outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Hebreos 10 dice así. El que viola la ley de Moisés por el testimonio de dos o tres testigos muere irremisiblemente. ¿Cuánto mayor castigo pensáis que merecía el quien pisotearé el Hijo de Dios y tuviera por inmundo la sangre del pacto en el cual fue santificado e hiciera afrenta al Espíritu de gracia? Pues conocemos al que dijo, mía es la venganza, y yo daré el pago, dice el Señor. Y otra vez, el Señor juzgará su pueblo. Hear me, escúchame. There's a gift that's been given. Hay un regalo dado. It's the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the don del Señor Jesucristo. It's the gift of gifts. It's the don de dones. It's the gift of eternal life. It's the don de vida eterna. And the offer is this. The offer is this. Come and drink of him. Venis tomas de él. If you walk out here without Christ like you walked in, si tú salgas de aquí como sin Cristo como entraste, and you're rejecting the offer, estás rechazando la oferta. You're telling God it's not enough. Estás diciendo a Dios que no es suficiente. When you think about this, you go into a gas station. Quiero que pienses esto. Vas a un gasolinería. The guy says, hey, you want to buy a lottery ticket? El hombre dice, ¿quieres comprar un boleto de loto? $50 million. $50 million. And you say, no, it's not enough. Y tú dices, no es suficiente. He's going to look at you like, are you mad? El te va a mirar. ¿Estás loco? $50 million. $50 million. I have something greater. Tengo algo mayor. What do you have? ¿Qué tienes? I have Christ. Tengo Cristo. But let's flip that around. Damos la vuelta. This evening, God says there's a gift given for you. Esta tarde, Dios dice que hay un regalo dado para ti. And you say, no, it's not enough. Tú dices, no es suficiente. You see, there's this cistern out here that has water that's just, it's broken and it's always leaking. Hay una cisterna aquí afuera que está roto y siempre está tirando agua. And it never satisfies me. Nunca me satisface. And I just have to keep going back and back and back. Y todo tengo que regresar y regresar y regresar. But I'm going to go drink of that instead. Pero voy a tomar de esta en lugar de Cristo. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Es un Dios, o cosa temerosa, caer en las manos de Dios viviente. The text here says, vengeance is mine. The text here dice, aquí venganza es mío. Church, a witness has been given to show you the truth. Iglesia, una testigo es dado para mostrarte la verdad. A leader is given to take you to the way. Un jefe es dado para llevarte en camino. A commander is given to direct you in your obedience. Un maestro es dado para dirigirte en tu obediencia. He alone is the way to eternal life. Él es el único camino a vida eterna. And to reject that is to die without mercy. El rechazar esto es a morir sin misericordia. Can you imagine, puedes imaginar, to enter eternity with no mercy? A entrar a eternidad sin misericordia. Would you come this evening and receive this gift? Vengas esta tarde a recibir este regalo. Would you receive it with a grateful heart and say, yes, Lord Jesus, receive it con un corazón agradecido diciendo, sí, Señor. Church, Iglesia, see the beauty of this gift. Vemos la hermosura de este don. What else do we need? ¿Qué más necesitamos? Be content with what you have. Si eres contento de lo que tienes. Because he doesn't change. Porque no tiene. No cambia. How do we show our contentment to Christ? ¿Cómo mostramos nosotros contentos en Cristo? Two ways, dos formas. Two ways we adorn the gospel. Dos formas adornamos el Evangelio. First, in our hearts and lives we reflect His holiness. En nuestros corazones y vidas reflejamos su santidad. Look at the text. Mira nuestro texto. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you. Because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for He has glorified you. Versículo 5 dice esto. He aquí, llamarás a gente que no conociste, y gentes que no lo conocieron, corrieron a ti por causa de Jehová tu Dios y del Santo de Israel que te ha honrado. We see it reflected in our lives. Lo vemos reflejado en nuestros vidas. Do you love Christ? ¿Amas Cristo? Show Him. Muéstralo. Be obedient to His Word. Obedecer su palabra. Learn of Him. Aprende de Él. Devote your life to reflect His holiness. Devotar tu vida, reflejar su santidad. Do that in your heart and in your mind. Haces esto en tu corazón y tu mente. Segundo. We're to cherish this gift. Debemos apresurar este regalo. As we bear witness for His name to the world. Cargando su nombre al mundo. This woman at the well, esta mujer en el pozo. You know what she did? ¿Sabes qué hizo? She goes into town, va al pueblo. Come and meet the guy that told me all the things I ever did wrong. Ven a conocer al hombre que me dijo todas las cosas que hizo mal. Why would I want to go to him? ¿Por qué quiero ir a él? He offers eternal life. Offer a vida eterna. Here you got this woman who goes to this well in the middle of the day because she don't want to be around no one. Aquí tienes esa mujer que no quiere ir a ningún pozo en ninguna otra hora que porque no quiere estar alrededor de nadie. And Jesus saves her. Señor salva. She goes right into town. Va a pueblito. Come and know Jesus. He can save you. Ven a conocer Jesús. Él puede salvarte. Why? Porque she cherished the gift. Ella apreció el regalo. Church, if we cherish the gift, we'll tell the world. Iglesia, si amamos el regalo, contamos al mundo. We've been given the charge. Estamos dado a carga. If you're here this evening, you don't know Christ. Si estás aquí esta tarde, no conoces Cristo. There's a gift offered. Hay un regalo ofrecido. You have to come. Tienes que venir. Isaiah says, look. Isaías dice, mira. And be saved. Y ser salvo. There is no hope in anyone else. No hay esperanza en nadie más. Will you receive this gift tonight? Receive us as the regalo hoy. Let's pray. Oramos. Dios, palabras no son suficientes para expresar la gratitud de este don. Palabras no son suficientes, ni idioma suficiente a expresar el valor de este regalo. Pero Dios, yo pido esta noche que abras la mente de la gente aquí para que ellos puedan entender y ver su valor. En nombre de Cristo Jesús oramos. Amén.